Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood.
At least we hope those creatures will be crawling and dancing to Michael Jackson's Thriller through the village. You know, one of the casualties of Sandy was the 40th annual Greenwich Village Halloween Parade, maybe the wildest costumed affair in the nation, which got washed away last October 31st. And reports this year have been that it's not certain that the parade has the money to resume. They have turned to Kickstarter, among other things. The parade's artistic and producing director, Gene Fleming, joins us now to update us on how things are going. Hi, Gene. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi. Thank you for asking me.
So the parade got canceled last year for obvious reasons, 2 days after Sandy. What would prevent it from starting up again, assuming no more extreme weather events?
Well, the biggest hurdle I think that we're facing is that we lost a lot of money last year because we were canceled because of Sandy, and we're trying to recoup those losses so that we can put the parade on again this year.
And listeners, if you've marched in the parade, call and tell us about your favorite Village Halloween Parade costume of your own, or if you've just gone as a spectator and have something that you found memorable. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. What's the usual funding mix for the parade? How much from corporate sponsorship? How much from other things?
It is a wonderful mix. One of the things that I've really tried to do, I've been running the parade for the last 33 years, is to really keep it very much the way it started, even though it became larger and larger, which is very community-based and also a lot of care and respect for the individual. So as the arts funding has changed over the years, we went from grants to, like so many, is the Met, BAM, everybody, looking to corporate sponsors for sponsorship. But we still have kids who bake cookies who send us money. Local businesses send us money. We get grants from the Department of Cultural Affairs and the Rudin Foundation, and we have corporate sponsors, and we collect money the night of the parade. And we do everything that we can think of to keep the parade going.
I don't want to exaggerate the threat to its existence if there isn't a threat to its existence. And I hear that you're having puppet-making workshops already. So is that an indication that the parade is now pretty secure for this year?
No, I wish that I could say that it was totally secure at this moment. But something has happened which could really help us out a lot. We're doing a Kickstarter campaign, and so far we're at about 29,000 of the 55,000 that we need to be able to raise the money to do the parade. And just in the last few days, the Greenwich Village Chamber of Commerce helped us to be in touch with the Rudin Foundation and the Association for a Better New York. And they have offered us, the Rudin Foundation and ABNY, have offered us a challenge. They said if we can raise $15,000 in the next week, they will match it with another $15,000, and we would have it. Then we would be able to do the event.
So you're unveiling that challenge today. How do people
right
help?
Now.
How do people help with that? That's a Kickstarter thing?
It's a Kickstarter thing, and it's very easy to find us on Kickstarter. You just go to Kickstarter.com and type in Halloween Parade, and we pop right up.
Well, at least that's a lot less money than the City Opera was trying to raise for its survival on Kickstarter, which was $1 million by Monday, and of course they didn't come close.
Yes, they didn't come close. I think that with all the folks who love us, all the tens of thousands who've been in the parade, the millions who've watched it, I have to believe that in the next week, to be able to meet this challenge grant, that all those folks are going to crawl out of the woodwork. There's a funny psychology around Halloween. Sponsors tend to think of it only after Labor Day, and people tend to think of it only after the 1st of October.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really just a day or so into the consciousness of Halloween in the city.
And maybe since it's going to be 80 degrees out today, it may take a few more days, but we are in October. Now, you think the parade was canceled last year, but wait a minute. Hannah in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Hannah.
Hi. Well, actually, it was the best Halloween parade ever. A lot of people in fabulous costumes gathered on 6th Avenue and King Street. It was total darkness, as it should be on Halloween. No traffic lights. Nothing. And we marched up 6th Avenue with homemade instruments, with wonderful music, and people enjoyed it probably more than any other Halloween parade.
A Halloween.
And the darkness, of course, made it Halloween.
The darkness without the streetlights. So a Sandy survival mechanism. Hannah, thank you very much, as they hope that it comes back full bore this year. Mike in Sunset Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Hi, thank you so much for having my call.
What'd you do?
So I think this was two Halloweens ago. I was upstate and I bought a giant pumpkin, as big as one I could find, carved a jack-o'-lantern, but I put the hole in the bottom, and I wore the jack-o'-lantern almost like a mask over my face. And I even put some LED lights in it and stuff. And it was really a great time. I mean, people were coming up and asking me to take pictures with their kids and smacking it to see if it was a real pumpkin. I also roasted the seeds and was handing them out and calling them brains. And it's fun. If you have a good costume and stuff, people almost treat you like a little mini celebrity. And it was a really good time.
Sounds great, Mike.
And, very nice.
And so how do you put the place of the Halloween parade historically in the culture in, you know, the cultural history of New York? I think Mike had a little piece of it, the essence of it right there. But is it an arts community thing? Was it an early gay pride thing? How would you describe the history of its cultural place?
Well, I think what's so wonderful about the Halloween parade is that it's an authentic folk event, an authentic grassroots folk arts event, and it's maintained that through the years. It was started simply by a mask maker and puppeteer walking through his town, which was Greenwich Village. He lived in West Beth, and he walked with his children and friends to his park, which was Washington Square Park. It started that simply. The second year, another 100, 200 people joined them. The third year, many more joined, and that's the way it's grown. It's grown by people's love of it, by people's desire to come out and perform for each other and engage in the kind of night of the creative imagination taking over the streets. And by the time that I got involved in the parade, I was in it from about the 6th parade. I would give it as myself as a reward, actually, every year for another event that I did. I'd go and not have to run the event. I got to be in it. And at about the 8th year, Ralph Lee felt that it was too big for him to run. And I came in and started to work with the community, to work with the police, to make it possible for it to grow into, you know, what it is today. So it's truly something that grew out of the creative, diverse, lively consciousness of the community of New York. It's a true community event. And what's really different about it is it's a, sort of like a utopian society for one night. Everyone seems to get along. Everyone is smiling.
And
I
will
mention the mix
that
of New York.
People can participate in the parade if they so choose. You don't have to be an official float like at the Thanksgiving Day parade or something like that.
No, and it's not commercial. As much as we have sponsors, it's their choice to support this community event. They're usually pretty conscious people who tend to support the Halloween parade. They're also people who can deal with the mix. They're not looking for a particular demographic. They're saying, we want to be part of this thing that's gay, straight, kids, old, black, white, every ethnic group is there. There are 38 different ways
and
to march
that
in this parade.
Vision
so,
of utopia for one night,
yeah,
on the streets of Greenwich Village. We have
that's
to leave it
right
there with Gene Fleming, the artistic producing director of the Village Halloween Parade. Good luck.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.